96.5.
You dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website. Freetalklive.com is the place to go where the features are completely free. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their sites, and we give it away. So enjoy it free over at freetalklive.com. Show is about your calls, if you make them, 800-259-9231. Otherwise, we go to some interesting things we have prepared, including this one from contrarianprofits.com, where I was sent this by Manuel Laura from LouRockwell.com today, and I think it touches on something that I think we might have speculated about in the past, Mark. I don't think that there was ever necessarily anything that was obviously blowing as far as in the wind about this sort of change to the country, this country's airports, the situation in the airports.
Uh-huh.
But here it is. Mark Nessman writes, last year I wrote that if Uncle Sam gets his way, we'd all be on no-fly lists unless the government gives us permission to leave or re-enter the United States. And that day has now arrived. But in addition to obtaining Big Brother's permission to travel internationally, a final rule pursuant to the U.S. Transportation Security Administration's Secure Flight Initiative says we must now get their permission to travel from state to state. At some point in the future, you'll need to reveal your name, gender, and date of birth when you make a domestic airline reservation. The airline will then contact the TSA to determine if you're cleared to board. See, this is the new step. This is the extra bureaucratic hurdle that all the airline companies will now have to be jumping through in order to do business. They will have to run every single passenger through some sort of federal approval process. Sort of like how the feds would like every business to run every potential employee through an approval process.
They love to collect these databases.
And we also know that there is, right now, a list of people that you aren't supposed to do business with. Supposed to do business with. If you're in business, there's some sort of terrorist list or suspected terrorist list wherein you're supposed to check this list. Particularly car dealers, for whatever reason, are kind of Johnny on the spot, I guess, checking these lists. They're the ones that are doing it the most, I guess. But it's supposedly some rule that any business is supposed to check all their customers against this list. I don't know how true that is. I remember reporting on it in the past. So the federal government is putting lists out there and demanding that all kinds of businesses check them before they're allowed to do business with you. And that's what's happening here.
You know, it's one thing if these lists amounted to catching terrorists, of which I've never heard any example of that.
Nope.
It's another thing entirely if a normal person is somehow waylaid, but like a great deal. These no-fly lists, it's darn difficult if you end up on one of these no-fly lists, if your name ends up. I don't mean you, because it could be somebody else with your name, and then you're just not flying.
You're absolutely right. Here's more to the story. So you'll need to ask Big Brother's permission to travel state to state, and at some point, it says here, if you're on any of the TSA's watch lists, which includes such deceased terrorists as Saddam Hussein, along with live ones such as Senator Edward Kennedy, you'll need to provide an official document acceptable for federal identification purposes in order to travel. Examples of acceptable identity documents are passports and the enhanced driver's licenses required under the ill-fated Real ID Act. And if you can't produce such a document, well, you just can't board the plane. This is the first time, by the way, that the U.S. government has restricted the right of sovereign citizens to travel inside the United States since the Civil War. And the TSA is imposing this restriction despite numerous rulings from the Supreme Court indicating that you have a constitutional right to travel. Just maybe not a constitutional right to fly. According to the court, the right to travel is not a mere conditional liberty subject to regulation and control under conventional due process or equal protection standards, but a virtually unconditional personal right. See, they put that word virtually in there. Virtually just completely negates anything else, because virtually doesn't mean totally. It means, well, mostly except maybe some exceptions. And it says here that international travel is specifically protected as well for travel abroad, like travel within the country, said the Supreme Court, may be necessary for a livelihood. Freedom of movement is basic to our scheme of values. further. The U.S. government has reiterated in its most recent report to the United Nations Human Rights Committee that in the United States, the right to travel both domestically and internationally is constitutionally protected. Perhaps it's time the government amend this declaration. What this amounts to is essentially a reprise of the infamous internal passport system in effect in the former Soviet Union. In 1933, Soviet dictator Joseph Stalin introduced internal passports that prohibited Soviet citizens from leaving their place of residence without permission. Over time, the internal passport became the prime instrument of Soviet oppression over its citizens. It's bad enough needing to ask Uncle Sam for permission to leave the United States and to re-enter it, but an internal passport is a blueprint for totalitarianism. And he's absolutely right. But you have to ask yourself, what are the American people going to do about this?
Nothing.
Not a damn thing.
They're going to
bend over.
Well, yeah, you don't have to bend
spread
over.
Spread them.
You don't have to spread them today going through the TSA's nonsense,
uh-huh.
Their security theater that doesn't do anything to make you safe. I mean, as though somehow
right.
If you got 9 ounces of bottled water on an airplane, a terrorist would you open up the bottle and a terrorist pops out. I don't know. I mean, it's such nonsense. This bottled water thing is one of the great ones. There was that scare over in England, I guess, and some terrorists had talked about using hydrogen cyanide or something like that,
mm-hmm.
making cyanide gas essentially in the airplane. Apparently, this requires a Bunsen burner and 6 hours, and
yeah.
Yeah, you like maybe you could use some liquids to do that, but you'd need a lab at the same time. You're not saving anyone. For one thing, there's not too many 6-hour flights inside the United States, period. So any domestic flight that would allow liquids, what's the point? There's not time to make the experiment,
yeah.
Or whatever.
Well, they're just full of it.
Yeah, they're absolutely full of it. Nobody's going to hijack the plane with a pair of nail clippers?
No. So here you have it. I mean, what can you do about this? If you want to get from point A to point B, and point A to point B requires flying in an airplane, then, I mean, we already know from the last 5 years that you gotta bow down in order to get on the plane, and now it's going to be even more subservience to the state. Now, I know Gardner Goldsmith, actually, we just came, by the way, from his mom's funeral, which was, well, a funeral, but it was good to see Gard, and he seems to be doing well. Didn't he suggest something like a bunch of activists going into the airport and, like, going up against the purposely messing with the TSA people, like going in with the intention
gumming up the works.
Yeah, of gumming it up as a possibility.
What's, you know, like, I see that, but at the same time, what you're doing is you're making it very difficult for some people to get to their flights. Some, you know, the guy who
shows
up.
That's just it, right? I mean, there's social pressure to conform.
I think
so.
It's,
don't step out of line.
I understand. I get where you're coming from, but there's really no point in that, in gumming up their works, because it's not going to show anybody anything except the people gumming up the works suck. Instead, I think that a superior thing to do would be to go there, stand there with a sign or whatever,
yeah.
Pass out literature.
That's an idea.
They
won't like that.
Because, you know, if you pass out literature that says, look, you know, here's proof the TSA sucks. They're incompetent. You know, here in Denver, their own red team tested themselves on guns, knives, and fake gun knives and bombs, and they miss 90% of them. On the average, they miss, at the very least, half, because they're not keeping you safe. This is just a bunch of nonsense. Oh, look at the shiny new badges. What comes next? Jack boots and truncheons?
I'll tell you what comes next. You're going to see more roadblocks-type activities. I mean, as soon as they put as soon as they convert the airports into total police states, which you could argue they already are, but it just seems to keep getting worse. They're going to expand out. We know they've done it. Now they're doing it on Greyhound buses. They're stopping buses. They're checking people on buses. We know that the TSA at one point was actually checking people at bus stops in Indianapolis last year. And so how far are we away from state workers stopping people at the borders to their states? I mean, if we're so concerned about people flying from one state to another state without asking mommy government's permission, how far are we until there are internal checkpoints set up more so than they currently are? I mean, we already know there are internal checkpoints that aren't at state borders necessarily. They're just sort of inside on a road somewhere in the southern and northern states. But what about getting from Massachusetts to New Hampshire? Are we going to see some roadblocks there soon? More on the way. You take control at Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state, not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas, policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
How much food do you have in your fridge? How long would it last in the event of a nationwide crisis? SurvivalGearSource.com is America's number one source for survival kits and supplies. SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com is everything you need to be prepared. Get your storable food at SurvivalGearSource.com. We've supplied thousands of Americans with our ready-to-eat meals. Sealed, portable, and will last for years. Get your portable flameless ovens for cooking. Get your ultra-portable survival kits now. Tailored for 1, 4, 10, or even the 100-person Deluxe Kit. Prepare for nuclear and bioterrorism with a complete terror protection kit, including gas masks, biosuits, potassium iodate, a solar hand crank flashlight, radio, cell phone charger, and much more. Prepare now. Order by phone at 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. Or go to SurvivalGearSource.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a free Patriot bar with every order. SurvivalGearSource.com.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll-free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
We have a new president coming into office in January. His number one word of use is change. What if the change was not the change America expected? What if all natural products were handed over to the pharmaceutical companies to be eradicated? What if the only remedy for sickness and disease was to take drugs? This hasn't happened yet. I repeat, not yet. Prepare and defend your body with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. In an ever-changing world where toxins, chemicals, fluoride infiltrate every level of your system every day, take charge and get the tea. Online, that's GetTheTea.com, GetTheTea.com. Or call us, 928-308-0408. Order now, 928-308-0408. Don't wait until it's too late. GetTheTea.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those, including live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show, as well as a dial-up version, and even a webcam, all completely free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. Now, did you know that over 35% of IT admins actually admit to snooping through their boss's email? Shouldn't your business email be secure? PrivacyHarbor.com is an email alternative that's private and confidential, guaranteed. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure. We go to your phone calls, and we'll talk to Paula in Florida. Paula, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, today my husband went over there to Gainesville to the VA, and guess what he ran into? Fire Department of Law Enforcement is now Homeland Security.
I don't understand. What do you mean by that?
They've become Homeland Security. He talked to them.
Well, I don't. Are they wearing Homeland Security
badges? They've got it
now?
On their vehicles, too.
Ah, it figures. Well, you know, they're handing out all kinds of federal money to various different local police departments, so it wouldn't surprise me if one of the strings that was attached to that federal money was actually, hey, now you've got to put our logo on your vehicles, and you've got to purport to be from Homeland Security to get the money, which they'll jump through the hoops, man.
Yeah, and anyway, I'm really surprised because, I mean, we were hoping this wouldn't happen here, but anyway, the thing is, we've got a good sheriff that we just voted in, and he's fighting all this stuff.
He's fighting it?
Yeah.
But isn't he in charge of the department?
He's one of our sheriffs, and he's fighting this New World Order crap and all this stuff.
Well, now, hold on a second. Are you talking about the same department you called to tell us about the Florida?
Well, no, he's a sheriff for one of the counties where we live here. And anyway, I talked to him before he got elected, and he talked to my husband, too. And he said this is why he was running. He said he's fighting this, too.
What is it? How is he going to fight that exactly? I mean, you're talking about the New World Order, you mean a bunch of politicians that want to rule over people?
Your sheriff is the highest person in your county. And the thing is, if they come in here and try to pull something unconstitutional, he can actually arrest them and stop them.
I think that's true.
It's probably true.
He
the sheriff is the highest law in the land.
Yeah, he can. Matter of fact, we've already notified the mayor here, you know, and I talked to the sheriff myself. Anyway, this is our new sheriff coming in. And
but then he's not going to get any Homeland Security money, Paula. You understand that if he arrests
so what? We don't need it.
Well, I know you're saying you don't need it. But
no, we don't need it. I mean, we don't even need Homeland Security. We need to get rid of it.
I agree with you, but what I'm trying to tell you is that the federal government, like it does with schools, holds out money like a carrot on a stick to the various different local governments.
I know. I've already talked to him about it. And matter of fact, I heard that they were sending money out to different sheriff departments. They're trying to, so I called him, let him know about it. And so he's fighting
every year. Well, good luck, Paula. I hope that he successfully fights it off. Because if these people are so powerful, you know, she mentioned the term New World Order, which is kind of this buzzword for, I guess, the idea that there are people that are seeking power over others. I'm not sure who they all are, but mostly they're politicians. And if they're so powerful, if it's this truly this group of men that is spread throughout the world and probably some women in there, too, and they control the strings of virtually everything, as some of the conspiracy people would have you believe, then how is it really that some small town sheriff in a little county in Florida is going to be able to fight them off?
These guys will just send their little Men in Black clones and the guy will wake up dead, right?
Well, you know, I don't want to play into the defeatism that is so apparent or so endemic, I guess, within the conspiracy culture out there, for lack of a better term. These people believe that there's no hope for the most part. It sounds like Paul is sounding pretty up. She sounds pretty positive about what's going on. But mostly, the fringe conspiracy theorists out there, they don't believe there's any chance. They believe like 80% of the world's population is going to be wiped out within the next 20 years or something like that. So I don't want to feed into that by trying to scare people, because I don't believe that these people are that powerful. I think that they have some really powerful things at their disposal, like militaries and bombs and guns and things like that. But I think that up against a group of individuals that are willing to stand up for their liberties, they're going to be pretty impotent. Of course, the question is, who's actually willing to stand up for their liberty? I mean, that's really the ultimate question, because if nobody stands up, then, well, it's just inevitable that totalitarianism will come to America. I mean, it's already well on its way. Some would be able to, I think, successfully argue that we live in a police state today. Now, is a police state necessarily complete totalitarianism? No, probably not. So there's probably still a few more stones to jump down the path toward totalitarianism. I'm not sure when we'll be there. We'll probably have to look back on it and say, oh, yeah, that was it. But, yeah, if people don't stand up and refuse to participate and non-cooperate and start talking about liberty again, then all that's pretty much inevitable. In fact, there's actually a little story over at LouRockwell.com we might share called The Dark End of the Tunnel from a fellow talk show host on this particular issue, the issue of, well, you know, what's coming next? If everybody just keeps bowing down and bending over for the state, what's coming next? Let's go to your phone call, though, and talk to David in New York. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Evening.
David, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I went to my arraignment today, and the judge didn't even look at the paperwork. He filed it away.
This is the paperwork that you spent a lot of time preparing. You were essentially, you read some of it on the air with us the other night. In a nutshell, it basically said, you know, can you sum it up in like, you know, one sentence or a paragraph?
Yeah, it basically just refuted the charges. He didn't even take a look at it. He put in a plea of not guilty for the disorderly conduct and then put out my court case 2 more months.
Yeah, well, you know, they don't have to. When you're dealing with bureaucrats, they, if you're arguing with them, if you're saying, I didn't do that, or, you know, that doesn't apply to me, or whatever, they just don't care.
Yep.
They'll call it frivolous if they even say anything about it. As you said, he just filed it away, and that's that. You spent all that time on it.
Another interesting aspect of what went on is I was talking to one of the police officers about the Federal Reserve System and what's going on in this country, et cetera, et cetera. And one of the detective that was there when I was refusing to give my name when I was the passenger of the vehicle. I'd seen him, and I said, you're the detective that went to my buddy's mom's house asking about my name, weren't you? He said, oh, no, that wasn't me. That was the other guy. And then the police officer that I was talking to about the Federal Reserve System said, you should have shot him.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
Wait, who? Wait, he said you should have shot the cop or the cop should have shot you?
The cop should have shot me.
It's disgusting.
I said to the cop, I said, I'm here on a disorderly conduct charge for swearing. And you're allowed to say he should shoot me?
That's amazing.
Isn't that a threat?
It sounds like a threat.
I mean,
if I don't know really. I guess I don't know what a threat is if that's not a threat.
It's threatening.
It certainly sounds threatening. And it reminds me of what happened when we were walking out from the arraignment that they had for me a couple months ago, where one of the guys sort of muttered at the Free Staters or the Liberty activists, said that they should all be thrown in a jail cell.
Yeah.
Didn't matter. They didn't do anything. The fact is they're challenging the state, and so throw them all in a jail cell was what that guy had to say.
Yeah,
and
crazy.
Yeah, it really is. Hey, let us know what happens as things get a little bit closer, and I'm sorry that they ignored all that work that you put into it, because it sounded like you really spent a lot of time on that, and that's just what happens. They just don't care.
It's in the file, I guess.
Yeah, well, it's in the file. Great. Now what? You know, now what?
Yeah, and even so, the judge read a direct quote, and basically what I said to get the disorderly conduct charge was, this is effing BS, and why is the judge able to say it in the courtroom, yet I can't say it?
Double standard, my friend. Thank you for the update.
So.
Thank you for the call tonight. Good hearing from you. 800-259-9231, and good luck with your court deal. I've got one coming up tomorrow. We can talk about that here a little bit later. More on the way. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
If a low credit score is keeping you from getting the car, home, business loan, or credit cards you deserve, this message is for you. RadioCreditSecrets.com can show you how to raise your credit score up to 249 points in the next 90 days or less. RadioCreditSecrets.com has successfully shown others how to pay off their overdue bills for as little as 30 cents on the dollar. Also included are 3 credit strategies attorneys and credit repair companies don't want you to know about. This alone could save you up to $1,000 and show you the inside secrets to legally remove negative items from your credit file and raise your score fast. Learn the secrets that banks, credit bureaus, and collection agencies don't want you to know. All this 100% risk-free. Go to RadioCreditSecrets.com. That's RadioCreditSecrets.com. Or call 801-325-5152. That's 801-325-5152.
This message has been brought to you by RadioCreditSecrets.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the Neutral Medical Report, 2 to 5 p.m. after Alex Jones' third hour on Genesis Network Stream 2. We talk about the natural wellness solutions for heart, vascular, and anti-aging. To protect your heart, get N-kinase, N-kinase, VK2, and Cardivite. Amazing solutions for your health to block the formation of plaque, reverse calcification, and to detoxify your body, a literal tonic for life. Also, to protect your eyes, Can-See will help reverse the physiological changes that cause inflammation, dry eye, and cataracts, and ultimate eye and body formula. You want the very best in solutions? Contact us at NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com, or call us to order at 888-212-8871. The show is Monday to Friday, 2 to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time and 8 to 10 p.m. Genesis Network, ABC Affiliates, Global Star Satellite, and Star Guide.
Break the law and you're caught on film.
Practically impossible for police to spot plates that have been treated with the reflective spray.
The reflection blinded our camera.
We are under the microscope. Red light cameras and speed cameras are in place to make money, not for your safety. But you don't have to be defenseless against these unconstitutional devices. Have a fighting chance with SprayYourPlate.com's photo blocker. When properly applied, this revolutionary product has proven itself to be the most effective device available against traffic cameras. Invisible to the naked eye, your license plate, when flashed, will be overexposed and unreadable to the cameras. Save your money. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. And check out the newscast showing the photo blocker in action, proving that the Spray Your Plate's photo blocker works against traffic cameras. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
Drinking a chlorophyll-rich beverage has been found to benefit your entire body. AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink is a specifically formulated nutritional supplement which provides many nutritional elements that are missing from our modern diet. Green Shield helps neutralize acid in your body and maintains a healthy pH balance. And having the proper pH balance has been known to balance blood sugar levels, something we can all benefit from. Green Shield combines the perfect blend of powerful whole food vegetables, immune-boosting herbs and grasses. Green Shield does not contain algae, mushrooms or fungi, has no preservatives, artificial colors or flavors. The powder mixes easily with water and tastes great. Drinking Green Shield strengthens the immune system and boosts energy, relieves fatigue and stress without the use of stimulants. Order your AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com today. Or call 269-344-3420. That's 269-344-3420 today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And the features, by the way, include updates. You get signed up, we will clue you in whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Jason Osborne and his dad, Mike, over there at SACL CAI, they're big supporters of the show. If you have a business that needs to try something new in the area of collections, contact SACL CAI. Their banner is at the top of the page on the right-hand side at freetalklive.com. They're good folks, and they care deeply about liberty. Give them a shot. SACL CAI.
800-259-9231. So, with the rise of the police state, continuing down the path toward totalitarianism, we started the show out by telling you about how the TSA is soon going to be requiring all airlines to check your name against an approval list, so an approval to fly list, basically. You're going to have to be cleared in order to fly from one state to another, period. And it's just getting more, it just keeps getting worse out there. And then you combine that with the financial insanity that's going on at the same time, and you've really got a mess. I mean, we already told you a little while back about how California was begging at the federal trough for some bailout money. Now, I recall, I think it was only like $7 billion that California was looking for. Do you recall that?
I don't remember the number.
Well, Detroit wants $10 billion.
The city of Detroit.
Detroit City Council has passed a resolution calling for a $10 billion bailout for the city of Detroit. Council President Pro Tem Joanne Watson sponsored the resolution to use the money for public service employment, to fund mass transit plans, and to place a moratorium on home foreclosures for 2 years. The resolution specifically requests the council meet with so-and-so and so-and-so, blah, blah, blah. So Detroit's having a tough time there. The city recently received $47 million from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, but apparently that just wasn't enough. $47 million, not good enough. They need $10 billion federal dollars. So every government agency out there, every governmental entity, whether it's the city of fill in the blank or the state of fill in the blank, if they weren't able to manage themselves financially, and how many of them are able to do that? Not very many.
They're not incentivized to manage themselves properly.
Some of them are better than others. I think
if they spend too much, well, they go someplace and get some more money.
Right.
Whether it's to the the taxpayer
or
the government.
So instead of going and raising taxes on the people that actually live in the area,
well,
they're going to the
feds. You can't raise taxes on people in Detroit.
That's true. They're all leaving.
People selling for houses for a dollar over there. I mean, what kind of taxes are you going to have on a residence that's worth a dollar? Hey,
I don't know. That's why they aren't selling for. They're actually not selling
for
a
dollar. The comparables in my neighborhood, well, somebody sold their house for a dollar.
Yeah.
My house is worth a dollar. What are you going to tax me on?
So now they're going to the feds, which means they're going to everybody, which means anybody in the country, anybody around the world that's using Federal Reserve notes, you know, those green things that are probably sitting in your wallet right now, using those U.S. dollars, those Federal Reserve notes, you're going to be paying for this. You're going to be paying to bail out a bunch of lazy, shiftless bureaucrats that don't know how to finance to organize their budgets. And this happens all across the country. So if California can get some money and Detroit can get some money, and I don't think either of them have gotten the money yet, okay, to be fair, but they're asking for it. And why wouldn't the government help them out? Why wouldn't they just print out some more money? They don't want to look bad, do they? The feds don't want to look bad.
They're already getting loans from the government. And I imagine that they're at preferential interest rates. So you're already floating them good loans.
There's a quote here that one of the bureaucrats says the city of Detroit has got to be leading the way on this. So what are they expecting? I guess they're expecting more financially strapped cities to come on board. Get on the gravy train. Hey, wait a minute. That's not fair. You can't hand out money to the big three automakers and leave us city people in without cash. What about the poor?
Everybody.
What about the firemen? What about the police officers?
Everybody's going to be lining up.
They sure are. And when's it going to end? When is it all going to end? I guess when the dollar crashes and burns, but hey, then they've got the Amero waiting in the wings, don't they? They've got a plan for that.
Likely true.
So it seems. So it just keeps getting worse. But what do you do about it, right? What do you do besides join the Free State Project, come to New Hampshire? Brian Wilson writes for LouRockwell.com. He's also a talk show host in Toledo, Ohio. Had the pleasure of talking with him a few times. Where can I get on his station? Anyway, he writes this. It's a short one. The dark at the end of the tunnel. He says, this just in from the rubber room at the Wilson Think Tank and Kosher Yak Breeding Farm. Now that the election is over and the pundits have had their say, I think I may have figured it out. Totalitarianism is inevitable. It's a product of human nature, original sin, a character flaw in mankind. Many have given it different names, but it's the force that drives human history. Every human is motivated by an effort, risk, and reward triangle. Whether emotionally or rationally, everyone is acting under those three factors. And reward differs for everyone. Everyone has a different view of risk. Different people are willing to invest vastly differing amounts of effort. Different forms of government are the result of the majority of the people being more concerned about one of these factors above the other two. Tyranny is the result of too much risk. People are worried about their survival. They aren't worried about effort and reward, just being around for tomorrow. Socialism is also the product of risk. People don't believe the reward justifies their effort. They'd rather put in the minimum effort for a small guaranteed reward. A democracy is low risk while minimizing effort, and a republic is low risk with the emphasis on reward. None of these forms of government are permanent because their own success changes the effort-risk-reward equation. As a republic acquires wealth, it becomes risk-averse and degenerates to a democracy by distributing government control to the people. A democracy continues to generate wealth but attempts to spread it among the masses in order to reduce risk. This redistribution becomes socialism. Socialism consumes wealth because effort and reward become disconnected. When this system breaks down, risk becomes excessive. People face starvation and look for a tyrant to save them from themselves. In a tyranny, the concentration of power breaks the relationship of effort, risk, and reward. The people, at that point, have nothing, and therefore nothing to lose. The only outcome is a revolt. External forces can affect the time and the direction of these changes, but they've never prevented them. History has shown us the destination, but few of us have actually made the trip. For freedom lovers, Bent was right. It's going to be a bumpy night. 800-259-9231. Kind of a downer there, but I do like what he says about risk. I think that's the most important factor here, and that is that everybody has their line in the sand. We talk about, where's your line in the sand? Where, at what point will the government push you too far? At what point will the regulations become too onerous? At what point will the restrictions become too much? At what point will you say, that's it, I've had enough. I'm no longer participating with this system. I'm no longer voluntarily funding this system. I'm no longer consenting. I'm no longer cooperating. At what point will you draw that line? Now, everybody's going to have that line. Most people haven't even thought about this question. But I like to ask it from time to time because, well, it's important to think about these things. And I know that, Mark, risk is one of the things that you cite when we're talking about things like not paying federal taxes. You know, the longer you live, the more you acquire in your life, the more you have at risk.
Sure.
So you've got a wife, you've got a little baby, 6 months old, 7 months, I think, at this point.
Seven.
You've got a baby. This is like the most important thing that has ever happened in your life. And the last thing you want is for some federal goon squad to come in, or even the stateies to come in and steal your kid from you, or worse, take you away from the kid. Or I don't know which is worse, but they're both bad.
Well, they're both bad. I mean, currently my wife is staying home with Jack, and it's not like, you know, I'm the breadwinner, and it's not like I've got so much money socked away that I can, you know, go take a trip for a couple of years and then come back and everything will be fine. It's not so.
Right. So and when we talk about these things, I've never suggested anybody step outside too far of their comfort zones, but I've always suggested baby steps. I've always suggested that people do something. Take a step toward non-cooperation in a very small way so you can feel what it's like, instead of just sort of keeping your head below the waves and hoping that nothing happens, because that's not going to pan out for you, I'm afraid. Things just keep getting worse out there, and if you don't take some risk, then we are not going to have liberty. I want to come back with more of this in your calls as well. Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350. Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. Northwestern Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrates, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, customers. We offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up anything if you dial the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are totally free, so enjoy those. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us. Just head over to amazon.freetalklive.com. If you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. It's that simple. You just start your shopping there and feel good because you're getting the deals that you want and the brands that you trust. Maybe even a used deal. They sell all kinds of used stuff at Amazon now. So head over there, amazon.freetalklive.com, and Free Talk Live, you'll get a percentage of your purchase. So we're talking about risk. And as Brian Wilson from WSPD in Toledo puts it over at LouRockwell.com, he says tyranny is the result of too much risk in that if there's too much at stake, people are going to keep their heads down as the tyranny continues to grow. Why make waves? Why rock the boat? Oh, my gosh, there's a police state out there. We don't want the police state folks coming here and hurting us. Who would want that? I certainly don't want that. Nobody in their right mind wants to be abused by those claiming power over others, by those men with guns and badges and outfits, costumes that they're wearing that are willing to hurt people. Yeah, nobody wants to have to deal with that stuff, which is why when somebody gets a speeding ticket, they pay it. They just want it to go away. Leave me alone. I just want to live my life. I just want to enjoy my friends and my family and my leisure time. I just want to enjoy myself. Go away, government people. Here, I'll give you money. That's what you want, isn't it? You want money. Here you go. And so people just keep paying, and they keep bending over, whether it's something simple like a speeding ticket or whether it's the police state at the airports or whether it's whatever the next step is, whatever the next step down the road to totalitarianism is. People keep putting up with it because, well, there's just too much to lose. So, again, now we have to really look at this as a serious situation, because if that's where we're at today, and that seems to be where we're at, where nobody really wants to stick their neck out, save a few activists, maybe up here in the New Hampshire region, nobody really wants to put anything on the line, nothing significant at least, which is fine. You know, I don't want to come down anybody. So I'm not exactly putting anything significant on the line at this point. I mean, I suppose they could steal my house over the couch thing.
The funny thing is you don't need to necessarily put anything significant on the line in order to stop the encroachment. You can take the little things. For in your case, you're arguing with them over a moldering pile of garbage.
I'm not arguing. You can't argue with the bureaucrats because you can't win an argument with them.
So what are you doing?
I'm going to ask some questions. And I'm going to assert that I'm not going to pay their fine. And in fact, we can talk more about that in a little bit, but I want to get back to the idea of risk and learning how to take some. So you don't have to go all the way. You don't have to put it all on the line. But if you learn how to, you know, take some risk here and there, step into the world of non-cooperation, and I think you're right, Mark, if enough people were to non-cooperate in little ways, that would do a whole lot to push back against this tyranny. But it requires you to be one of those people. Because if you sit there and you say, well, I like that idea, but I don't want to risk going to jail for a weekend, or I don't want to risk them putting a lien on my house, or I don't want to risk fill in the blank, whatever the punishment might be for whatever the transgression of their laws or their statutes is. But if enough people were to just take little risk, then, I mean, they'd be unstoppable. If all of a sudden in one area, people just decided, you know, speeding tickets, bah, I'm not going to pay those anymore. And then they went to court, they took every speeding ticket to court, and they went in there and they said, yeah, you know, I appreciate that you guys are trying to keep the roads safe, but I wasn't being unsafe, so I'm not paying this. Thanks very much. And then everybody did that. I mean, it doesn't even have to be everybody. I mean, when I say everybody, I mean those who are interested in this. If 5%, 10% of the people that got speeding tickets just decided to stop cooperating with the entire process, with the system, are they really going to go and build a new jail to lock up all the speeders? How many cars can they confiscate before the economy comes to a crashing halt? Think about these things. Yeah, I was watching the most recent thinkfree.ca film, which came out a couple days ago, called Democracy. It's pretty good. He talks about the he talks about the court system, and at one point in the film, this is Robert Menard from thinkfree.ca. He presents a graphical representation of the ratio of cops to the rest of us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty powerful. And it has to do with this risk thing that I'm talking about. And it was basically, if you can envision this, it's you've got kind of like a stick figure guy, and then that's the cop, and he's in the center, and surrounding him are a bunch of other stick figure people, and there's just so many. They're all in circles, basically, mm-hmm. concentric circles surrounding this guy. And he points out that, and this is probably Canadian numbers. I don't know if it applies to the United States. I'm not sure. And I'm sure it's different wherever you go. Obviously, it's going to be different in New York City than it would here in King, New Hampshire. But he said the ratio of people to cops is 900 to 1. So it's not the cop, and this is the point he makes, and I thought it was really good and powerful. It's not the cop that's responsible for the tyranny. Yeah, he's following orders and he's doing bad things. But it's your responsibility. Because there's nothing that cop can do without your playing a role, without your consent, without the consent of those 900 people, without those 900 people deferring to the so-called authority of a man in a costume. So what happens when those 900 people start to say, I think I liked it better when you were just doing peace officer stuff. How about you cut out all this law enforcement officer crap and leave us, those of us who are peaceful, alone? And how about you just go after those people who are doing harm to others? And if you want to come after me with your law enforcement stuff, with your speeding tickets and stop sign nonsense and marijuana possession crap.
Zoning rules,
whatever it is. You want to come after me, you and your crew are going to have a real tough time extracting anything from me, including compliance at any level. So if those 900 people surrounding that cop just stopped playing the role of sucker, of victim, of pathetic serf, then what could they really do? They can't put you all in jail. They can't do it. It's not economically feasible. So what would they do? Things would have to change is what? They'd realize they couldn't get away with the crap they used to get away with. It's like the bully on the playground. Man, he's going to go victimize everybody on that playground that he can get away with.
Until somebody punches him in the nose.
Until somebody says, hey, I've had it. You're not taking my money anymore. Now, I'm not advocating you go out and punch a cop. No, please. We're talking about peaceful solutions here.
Right. That's not going to work.
All right. We're talking about peaceful solutions. One of the ones that was suggested we've been talking about recently has been take it to their home. If a judge throws one of your friends in a prison cell, one of your peaceful friends in a prison cell, we should start protesting outside of this house. Bring it to his neighbors. Put flyers up. Hand him out. Talk to his family. find out if he has kids. Talk to them.
They're going to consider that a threat.
You know, whatever. They're going to consider whatever they want to consider. Okay? They
Probably
can.
True.
They can do what they want. That's what they do. But that's not a threat. How is it a threat to be outside of somebody's house waving signs peacefully? That's not a threat.
It's not.
It's not a threat to find out who his family is and to approach them when they're out, you know, shopping or on the playground or something like that. That's a little creepy. But when they're out and about, you know, if he's got teenage daughters or teenage sons or something like that, talk to them. Do you know what your dad does? Do you know what your dad just did? He threw a peaceful woman, Lauren Canario, in a prison cell for 30 days because she did nothing. Because she didn't obey all of their little diktats. So turn his friends and family members against him, if you can. Not necessarily going to be a successful tactic, but I'm just trying to think of things that could be done that are sort of in a peaceful vein, that we can respond to these thugs, these violent people calling themselves government, that are using coercion over us, those of us who are peaceful. What can we do peacefully to really ostracize these people, to make these people feel like, wow, this is something's going on here. Normally my victims just leave me alone, but now they're coming out of the woodwork and they're...
Well, to some extent, I think that there's still a period of education that's required.
You mean educating the bureaucrats?
Yes, educating
the judge. Or
the judge. I mean, the judge thinks he's doing the right thing.
Yeah.
The will of the people is that there is this zoning law in place, and I'm here to, you know, make sure that the law is enforced properly.
I'm all in favor of education. Sure, that's a good idea.
And to some extent, I just wonder whether is it fair to go after the judge before you've had a chance to before they really know what it is that they're
doing. Are you going to educate the judge though? Right? I mean, how they try to insulate themselves.
They do.
I did send a letter to one of the so-called judges or justices here in the area, but they told me that was illegal. I did it anyway because I don't care. 1-800-259-9231. I think we need more of that attitude. I don't care what you're going to do. I'm going to non-cooperate. What do you say to that? If we have enough people doing that in the same place, things will change. More on the way. Hour 2's coming up. You take control. Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. If you